everyone in Audio Boo Land. Okay, so I'm going to give a quick description and demo of this new Keurig coffee machine. It's sitting in front of me now, as you can hear. I've just switched it on and it is kind of heating itself up. So it takes about 40 seconds or so to kind of boil some water and get some water in its tank and what have you. So as it sits in front of me, it is about 30 centimeters high and about the same from front to back, and about half that from side to side. On the left hand side you have the water tank, which holds, I think it's 1.5 liters of water, and there's a lid that you can just lift off and pour water in from a jug or whatever, or you can actually take the tank off and fill it from the tap. At the back of the machine you've got a rotary dial that allows you to drain the machine back into the tank if you're going to box it up and move house or something like that. Coming forward down the center of the machine on the top, right to the front, you've got like a, well, I don't know if it's metallic, it's cool like metal, but it might be aluminium. A lever that you lift up like so, and that lifts up the lid for the whole thing, which reveals the space where you put your cups, your K-cup, they're called K-cups. And I have one here. It is coffee of some description. So I put it into the little slot. I have a water selector. Hold on. Which allows you, on the right-hand side, it's a rotary dial that allows you to select 60, 80, or 100, 6, 8, or 10, is it grams of water, because it's an American machine, it does it ounces, not grams, what am I talking about, 6, 8, or 10 ounces. 10 ounces is like a big mug of coffee, so we'll select that, so we'll select 10, pull the lid down. In the middle of the rotary dial you have a button for the brew, so we'll press that and hope it works. Yes, it does. Now I'll just explain the other couple of buttons on it. To the right hand side of the rotary dial you have a button which is the power button. Okay, just above that you have a smaller button which is the descale. So basically you press that and then you fill the water tank with water and some white vinegar and just let it run through and it descales your machine. And that's it, that's all there is to it. And as you can hear, it is pouring. I have some creamer that has just arrived, which is what I've been waiting for. Actually, I'm going to put some sweetener in that as well, because I don't like coffee without some kind of sweetener in it. Right, just one sec. Now that's finished. Under the spout where the under the spout where the water comes out is where the cup sits, and it's a removable tray in case of spillages. And I bought two lots of creamer. I bought vanilla creamer and a cinnamon creamer. They're in identical bottles, so I have no idea which one I have got here. So we will. Ooh. Right, it looks like it is vanilla. So, oops, just spilt a little bit. Not of the cream, of the coffee. So we will put some creamer in here. And you don't need a lot, it's fairly concentrated. It's not creamer, it's syrup.
It's coffee syrup. Oops. So we will put that in and give it a quick stir. You actually need less of the syrup than you would if you were using normal coffee creamer. Oh, you certainly do. Let's taste this. Oh, wow. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. I tried the coffee yesterday, just black, just with a couple of sugars, and it was a little bit too bitter. It was like very strong black coffee, which you would expect. But with just a tiny bit of creamer, it's not creamer, syrup, that was, oh, that just tastes wonderful. I could have that every day. It's soon run out of syrup, though. So that's it. That's the Keurig. It's as easy as that. You've got three selectors, depending on the size of mugs. I selected the one for the largest mug, which filled it almost to the top, and then I put a tiny bit of syrup in, and it's given it enough flavour to just take the edge off the bitterness of the coffee, and that is absolutely wonderful. So I shall be drinking. Oh, and when you've finished, you lift the bar up that lifts the lid up. You take the K-cup out and throw it away. Voila. So there you are. That's the Keurig coffee machine. I can't remember which model it is. It's the latest model. So if you go to Keurig.com, K-E-U-R-I-G.com, you can look that up. I wish I could remember the model. So there you go. Nice new coffee machine to go with the Tassimo. How snooty is that? Anyway, talk to you soon. Take care. And enjoy the rest of your day.